criminal justice, race issues, police reform. New York Daily News columnist
Sean King.
It is 16 past the hour. Sean King joins us right now. Sean, got to give you your condolences. Well, not condolences, but I got to give you your accolades for what you did, man. The Fort Worth deal that broke with the cop being rude and not racist, or racist and not rude, whatever. But you brought it to the forefront, and the entire nation was looking in on Fort Worth because of the awareness you brought to the situation. Thank you, man.
Always, man, and you know, that's my job, is to shine a light on injustice. And you know, on last Thursday morning, we came on here, we talked about this awful case of police brutality in Fort Worth. A mother, Jacqueline Craig, who was black, called the police because a man in the neighborhood who was white choked her 7-year-old son. And within a minute of the police arriving, the officer dismissed her claim, demeaned her, arrested her, and arrested her young daughter and niece as well. And today I want to give everybody an update on that case and tell you how you can make a difference, because public pressure really helps. The Fort Worth police chief, Joel Fitzgerald, after he had a chance to view the cell phone video of Jacqueline Craig being manhandled and arrested by police, had this to say in a recent press conference. He said this, quote, "The officer was rude, but I can't call it racism. There's a difference between being rude and racist," end of quote. And the chief is right. Racism and rudeness are not the same. But if he expects me or anyone else to believe that what his officer said and did to Jacqueline Craig, her teenage daughter, and her teenage niece was not racist, then he needs a new definition of racism. First off, Jacqueline Craig was right to call the police. If any of my children told me that a man in our neighborhood choked them, I'd have a hard time not confronting the man myself. From the video filmed by her family, we witnessed Craig calmly and methodically explaining her grievance to the officer. What followed was not simply rudeness, but racism. The officer said, quote, "Why don't you teach your son not to litter?" He said this in response to her explaining how a grown man just choked her son. She replied, "It doesn't matter if he did or didn't litter. It doesn't give a man the right to put his hands on my son." And what the officer said shocks me to this very day. "Why not?" he replied. If you think for one moment that if a white mother called the police because a grown black man in the neighborhood choked her white 7-year-old son, if you think for a moment that the officer would have responded the same way, then I have a bridge to sell you. That black man, if he had done that, rightfully so, would have been arrested on the spot. Once the facts were clear, the officer would have pivoted away from the white mother to the criminality of a young child being assaulted by a grown man in the neighborhood. But that this officer assessed the situation and basically determined that a young boy littering is worth him being choked by a grown man, that's not rude. Farting and not saying excuse me is rude. Accidentally stepping on my shoe is rude. This officer went beyond the bounds of rudeness. He thought so little of this young boy and his mother that he seemed genuinely frustrated that she even expected him to do anything about the boy being assaulted. In so many words, he basically told this young mother that her son's life didn't matter, and that when a black boy litters on a white man's lawn, a good old choking might just be the appropriate response. Let me rephrase it another way. If a random black man in the neighborhood choked the officer's 7-year-old child, do you think he'd be okay with it? Would he call that rude? Of course he wouldn't. We must stop reducing racism to the presence of a certain tattoo or symbol or word and determine that unless we see one of those things, racism doesn't exist. No, racism is unequal treatment. The Fort Worth police said they arrested these two teenagers and Jacqueline Craig for, quote, resisting arrest. But what were they under arrest for? They damn sure weren't arrested for impeding an investigation. The officer seemed to have little interest in investigating anything that Craig told him about her young son being assaulted. And I'll close with this. There are three things very quickly that we can do. The first, and I posted these on my Twitter feed, and we'll put these on Black America Web. First, tweet at Fort Worth PD and let them know how you feel. Second, go to the Fort Worth Police Department's Facebook page and let them know how you feel. Type their name in the search box, and it'll come right up. And lastly, you can call them, and this is their non-emergency line for complaints just like this. You can call them at 817-335-4222 and let them know how you feel. Again, that number is 817-335-4222, and tell them that they need to fire the officer who brutalized and wrongly arrested Jacqueline Craig and her family. And secondly, tell them they need to arrest the man who put his hands on her 7-year-old son. Take care, everybody.